Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Hi, Brenda.
Oh, hi, Alistair.
Decisions.
Sorry?
The pasta.
Oh, yeah, it's for supper.
Is Susan about?
She's gone to check the magazine deliveries. She's a bit behind, she said.
Oh, it's not like her.
Spent more time than she intended writing, copying and collating her teaching materials.
Teaching materials?
You know, for training up the volunteers.
Oh. See, Robert's getting on with the painting now.
Yeah.
It's looking fresh.
Yeah.
Well, look, would you do me a favour?
Of course.
We're at home to Farndale today and the match starts at 1.
Oh, you did get Tom's message crying off?
Yeah, no problem. They're a good side, but Darrington, they're not.
So...
if I leave the money on the counter, could you tell her I've taken this mineral water?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Hi, Lillian.
Hi, Alistair.
Hello, Brenda.
Hi, Lillian.
By the way, you've not signed up yet, Brenda.
For...
the single wicket competition?
Oh, gosh, no chance. I'm really sorry, but Tom's chucker and I've just started this new job in Leicester.
No,
so...
that's okay. It's on Bank Holiday Monday.
Oh, but...
hey, I'm relying on you two. Have a word with Tom and get back to me, okay?
Well, he's a man on a mission.
Yeah.
Susan?
Just in the back.
Oh.
I'm sure she won't be long.
Oh, I can wait.
I heard Matt's coming home this week.
Yeah.
On Tuesday.
Bush Telegraph, eh?
Good news travels fast. That's what they say, isn't it?
Yeah.
You must be so looking forward to it after all this time.
Yeah. Yeah, of course I am.
Hi, Ed. It's a lovely afternoon, isn't it?
Hello.
I thought you'd be in the Bull Beer Garden.
Yeah, I wish.
Instead of clutching a pint of ice-cold lager, here you are, clutching a pair of pliers.
It's an adjustable spanner.
Ah, so it is.
Well, I could say the same to you.
What's that?
About the bull.
Oh, Mike's watching the cricket.
Oh, right.
What's up with the water trough?
The washer on the bull cock's gone.
Ah, well, thanks for staying behind on a Sunday afternoon and mending it.
Yeah, well, it had to be done.
It must be thirsty work for my nursemaid, suckling those calves.
Yeah. Vicky, Mike said you didn't have any luck last week in Birmingham.
Oh, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, but you didn't get any definite orders, did you?
No, not
then
yet.
Then
but...
I think it's time to... pull the plug.
Oh, just a minute. What?
Look, we've given it a good go, but there's 7 of them now, Vicky.
Yes, I know.
But like
but...
I told you, even with our costs covered, they're still using up feed we should be giving over to milk production.
But like I've said to you...
and we've got a real profitable market for our milk now.
Oh, I hear what you're saying, Bab. And I know it's all new to you and everything, but... well, I've hardly dipped my toe in the water yet as far as selling the veal goes.
You've done a bit more than that. And there's only been Grey Gables.
So far. I might find loads of buyers once it's ready.
Might.
Anyway, I've got another idea up my sleeve.
What?
I don't want to say too much. I might just jinx it.
Yeah?
But I don't need to give up on my calves just yet.
Look, I'm sorry, that's no good. I think we should cut our losses and call it a day.
All right. What about this?
What?
We won't take on any more calves until the next batch of new cows come in a few months. We'll rear the ones we've got and we'll sell them for the best price I can get.
No,
even
look,
if it means I have to make up the shortfall myself. I will, Ed. As it's an experiment, which I want to do, I'll make up any loss to you with my own money this time. How's that?
Fine. If that's what you want.
It'll all come good in the end. You'll see.
Oh, typical. Should have had this fence done by now.
How did it get so tangled?
Beats me.
Do you want a break soon?
Just let me check this battery. I'll have to bring a new one up.
I'll open these beers.
Oh, great, thanks. And thanks for coming to help me.
Well, this was the only way I was going to see you today. Here you go.
Oh, cheers. If I'd thought, I could have swapped milking with Dad and we could have had a lie-in.
Oh, no, never mind. But I'm going to get off in a minute.
Yeah?
I want to do some research.
What for?
You know the copy I'm writing for this competition we're launching?
Yeah?
Tom, I told you yesterday. The one appearing in some of the teen mags.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Well, I'm struggling a bit. I need to get into their readers' heads.
Well, can't you do it at work tomorrow?
I wanted to give myself a head start.
Oh, right.
I bought a couple of magazines from the shop this morning, so I thought I'd sit in the garden and do some speed reading. Beach Body Blitz and Fun Tips for Flirting.
Sounds riveting.
Yeah, I can hardly wait. Plus, I've got stuff to get ready for tomorrow.
Well, if we have supper early, maybe we can get an hour in the bull later.
You go if you like. I thought I'd have a soaking early night.
Ooh, let's see now. The bull or early night?
Oh, there is one thing, though.
What?
I never made it to the supermarket in the end.
Oh, never mind.
Well, it means I haven't done any cooking for the week.
We'll manage.
I've got a couple of pasta sauces from the shop.
Well, there you go then. Pasta sauces, jacket spuds, whatever. It'll be fine.
Can I get ice and lemon in that, please, for Emma?
So how did you get on?
Lost.
What, against Farndale at home?
We were two decent players down.
Oh, right.
And I'm about a dozen short for the single wicket competition too.
Oh yeah, Jazz is doing my head in about that, whinging on about Harry. Or Flash Harry, as he calls him.
I heard there was some friendly rivalry between them.
Friendly?
But Jazz has never shown any interest in cricket.
Yeah, but Harry has.
So?
Well, if I didn't lose the will to live every time Jazz had talked about it, I'd say he had a point.
Oh, I see. This is about Harry putting down his address as the bull, hmm?
Well, you've got to admit, it's pretty crafty, isn't it? Just so he can qualify.
Yeah, the trouble is, Ed, I'm having a real struggle trying to get people to enter.
Yeah, but...
Hey, come to that. Why don't you enter?
Look, if I worked 6 days a week and took up cricket, Emma would give me some serious earache.
Yeah, but it'll be a great afternoon. Kenton's doing a commentary, providing the music.
Yeah?
There's going to be a barbecue. Fun for all the family.
Yeah, sounds good.
Can I put you down then?
Nope. Well, definitely come and watch, though.
Yeah, that's a response I've been hearing a lot. Although, now Harry's started singing the praises of the competition in his blog, might get more takers.
Tom, can you give that pasta another stir before it starts sticking?
Okay.
And put the lid on the sauce or my shirts are going to smell of garlic and tomato.
You could have ironed them later.
I've got my sandwiches to make.
Fair enough. Oh, hang on.
Oh, hi, Vicky.
I'm not disturbing you, am I?
No, no, it's fine.
I can come back.
No, honestly, don't worry.
You're getting ready for tomorrow?
Yeah.
And how are you liking your new job?
Oh, that's brilliant.
She's working on the launch of a new energy drink.
Oh, that sounds exciting. Mm. And what is it you do exactly? Because Mike did try and explain, but...
Well, I'm writing copy for press releases for magazines, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And I've been working with a couple of designers on a new website for the drink.
Ooh.
And we'll be on the road later this week, making presentations at shows.
Oh, wow, you're a real high flyer now, isn't she, Tom?
Yep, she is.
Are you getting on with all that driving?
It's a bit tiring. I'll just get used to it eventually, I suppose.
And what are they like, the people you work with?
Nice, mostly.
Oh, that's good. And your bosses?
Oh, well, they work you hard. Everything I do is checked and rechecked, and then they always come back to you with changes they want making.
Oh, you show them what you're made of, Brenda. Don't let them take you for a mug.
No, that's fine. It's just how it works.
Ah.
But there is this one guy who gets on my nerves a bit. It's a real cocky loudmouth. Runs a book on who works the longest hours.
Oh, some people are so competitive, aren't they?
You never told me that.
Didn't I?
Oh, you ignore them. You just get your head down and get on with what you're doing. That's my advice.
Yeah, I am.
Would you like a glass of wine, Vicky?
Oh, that's nice of you, Tom. But Mike and me are off to the bull shortly. But you can do something else for me.
Oh, yeah? What's that?
Well, I've got a proposition for you.
Oh?
I'd like to arrange a meeting so I can come and pitch it to you properly. ASAP?
Sorry, I can't do this week. No way.
Well, it won't take long.
I've just got too much on.
5 minutes, literally 10 tops.
Sorry, maybe the week after next?
He really is busy, Vicky. Tomorrow he's at the unit making sausages all day.
Well, I know. What if I pop over there then? When you're on your lunch break?
Lunch? Jazza and I are moving some of the pigs tomorrow morning, so I'm not going to be at the unit until 11 o'clock myself.
11's perfect. 11 tomorrow it is.
Hello?
Lillian.
Hello, Matt.
Hi. How are you?
Fine. You?
Yeah. Listen, I'm really sorry, you know, about Friday. Look, hang on, will you? Give us some space, will you? Back off. Thank you. Lillian?
Yeah, I'm here.
You were right. It did seem like I was trying to steamroller you.
I know you've been in the business a long time, Matt, but I've a right to an opinion.
Yeah, you're right.
And to respect.
Yeah, of course.
I just wanted you to see things from my perspective.
Okay, yeah, and yeah, I was too focused on what I wanted. Should have listened to you properly.
That's not all you should have done.
I know, I'm an idiot. Making it sound as if all I wanted to come home for was the business.
Yeah,
I wasn't thinking.
Look, I understand you're eager for things to get back to normality as quickly as possible once you're home.
But never mind all that. There's no rush about the business at all. And, I'm sorry I took coming home to you as a given. I didn't mean to take you for granted. It was crass and stupid. It's you I'm coming home for. And listen, Lillian, I can't wait. Believe me, really. Can't wait.
Me too.
Am I forgiven?
Yeah.
Thanks.
We've been through such a tough time. Both of us.
Yeah, you too, I know.
But from the day after tomorrow, we'll be able to put it well behind us and start afresh.
Left on doing a bit. Come on.
Right. Get a bag of feed then, Jazza, and let's get cracking.
Hang on a wee minute there.
You haven't fed this batch yet, have you?
You need to double check with me. I know my job, and I keep to my side of any bargains I make.
Jazza, what are you on about now?
Breakfast, that's what I'm on about.
Oh, right, okay. 1 second. Here you go then.
What's this?
Breakfast.
It's a baking sarnie.
Well, get it down you and let's get cracking. I want to move at least a couple of batches of pigs and arcs before I go to the business unit.
When you said come for six and I'll give you breakfast, what I had in mind was a proper sit-down fry-up in your kitchen. Not a quick cold sarnie on the hoof. Sorry, pigs.
Be grateful I made you that. Come on, you know the score. Get it eaten and let's crack on.
No. Ah, that's a good one, that is.
Oh, Vicky. Hello.
Hi, Lillian. I'm not the only early bird in Ambridge, then.
Well, you won't often find me in the supermarket at this hour.
Oh, I expect you've got a lot to do, though, eh? Is it tomorrow your chap comes home?
Yeah.
Oh, reunited at last. I bet you can hardly wait.
No.
I can't imagine what it must have been like for you. Oh, I'd hate to be without my Mike.
Yeah, well, it's been very difficult for both of us.
Oh, today I'll really drag. Just make sure you've plenty to keep you occupied.
I certainly have.
I'm looking for inspiration. I need something to give Neil for his birthday at the weekend. I'm not sure he's a DVD kind of bloke.
No, well, it can be difficult.
Whereas I love a good rom-com, don't you? And Adam Sandler's always good value for money. Plus anything with Hugh Grant or Richard Gere, that's obvious. Oh, I bet Matt prefers a thriller, doesn't he? Has he seen all the Bourne ones?
I don't think so. He didn't used to watch a lot of TV.
Oh, of course. Oh, but try not to think of it as a tag. Think of it as a great reason to sit cuddled up on the sofa with a glass of wine. I see you're stocking up on that too. And brandy. You're planning to spoil him rotten, aren't you? Oh, but it is true. A way to a man's heart is through his stomach.
Yeah, well, it's been lovely chatting to you, Vicky, but I've got to get on.
Oh, me too. Places to go, people to see.
Ah, yes, me too.
You got some rope?
Of course I've got rope. In the front of the Land Rover.
Hang on, I'll get it. Are we done now, after we unload these arcs?
Let's see, what time is it?
Coffee and cakes time.
You don't half whinge.
Well, a bacon roll and a mineral water wouldn't see my granny through Jeremy Kyle. Never mind a half-starved manual worker who's been pig wrangling all morning.
Well, let's get these up to the field and I'll give Mum a call. See if she'll bring us a flask.
And a piece of your gorgeous chocolate cake wouldn't go amiss either.
I'll ask. Chuck us the rope then.
Coming out.
So, what did you get up to yesterday?
In bed. Then in the afternoon, I hitched a lift home and got some kip.
Hilarious.
And you?
I had to give cricket a miss and set the paddocks up for the pigs.
You in this single wicket competition Flash Harry's been going on about?
Me? With my workload? Why, what's he been saying?
You'll never guess what now.
Probably not.
Well, you know he wheedled his way into the bull.
Alistair let him give the bull as his address, didn't he?
Aye, so he could wheedle his way into the competition.
So?
Ready?
Yep, go on.
Coming out. And what's he got to do with Ambridge and one of its finest traditions, eh? Where'd they get off thinking he's so great and important in people's lives?
Oh, change the record.
He's only got that daft old woman, Mrs. Applegate, to sponsor him for charity, isn't he?
Doing what?
A single wicket competition.
Well, that sounds like a good idea to me.
Nah, he's just doing it to impress. I mean,
look, instead of going on and on moaning about Harry, why don't you do something about it?
Tell Farron to chuck him out. She wouldn't hear it.
No, I don't mean that. I mean, you know, take him on at his own game. Cricket. The competition. Either get Alistair to sign you up to, or shut up.
Hi, Lillian.
Paul.
Hi. How are you?
I'm fine. I wasn't expecting you.
Well, I didn't ring.
I didn't know you were coming.
No, I thought I'd call in on the off chance.
Well, come in.
Thanks.
But then, when I drove up and saw the van, I wasn't sure whether to call in or not.
Oh, it's the gardener.
Oh.
He's almost finished.
Right.
Look, come through to the kitchen and I'll make us a coffee, OK?
Yeah.
Morning, Tom!
Vicky, what are you doing here?
Waiting for you, that's what. Oh, don't tell me you'd forgotten.
Oh, right, yeah.
Yes, my business proposal. I've just about given up on you.
Yeah, I'm late. It took us longer than usual to move the first batch of pigs, so I'm really behind.
Never mind, you're here now. And hopefully worth the wait. Shall we go in?
Look, it would be better for me if we postponed this meeting.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I'm sorry you've had a wasted journey, but I'm really pushed.
Well, really,
why don't we arrange something for later in the week?
Let me tell you briefly about it now.
I haven't got time.
2 minutes. I've prepared my pitch, but I can give it you in a nutshell.
Okay, go on.
Great. Well, as you know, I'm rearing bull dairy calves at Grange Farm.
Yeah.
Well, Ian's interested in some of the cuts of veal for the Grey Gables menu, but he can only use specific cuts. So, what to do with the rest of the meat? And then I had a brainwave. Veal and ham pie. And with your meat products business, you were my first choice of buyer.
Well, I'm flattered you thought of me.
Well, it's obvious, isn't it? You make sausages and other pork products, so it would be an ideal fit with your other lines, wouldn't it?
Well, I did once think of trying pork pies, but...
But now you've got a supplier of top-class veal.
Except the veal isn't organic, is it?
Oh, I know, but you could do both, couldn't you? You could just wash the equipment or something, couldn't you? And I can ring the Soil Association and find out...
No, there's no need. I know all that. I'm just not sure it'd be worth it, you see?
But you'd think about it. Look at the figures. Look, here's my folder with all the fax and mobile number. Just give it the once-over, that's all I ask. Please.
Okay, I'll try and make time. But it won't be today.
Oh, that's fine. Look, just give me a call when you're ready to discuss it.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
He wanted cash, and I went to the cash machine this morning, and you know what it's like with new notes, they always stick together.
Yeah.
And then he didn't have the right change.
Oh, do you want...
No, it's fine. It just took me a while to work it out. But he's done a great job.
Yeah.
Thank goodness for a man who can. I'm hopeless in the garden. It's my sister who's the one with the green fingers.
Lillian.
Yeah?
It wasn't very, how we left things last week, it was all a bit rushed.
With Jenny arriving, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, the point is, I've come here today for a purpose. I've even prepared a little speech in my head. The thing is, I can't get you out of my mind. I wake up thinking about you, and I fall asleep thinking about you. You've helped me through one of the most difficult times in my life. You've been so caring, so giving.
Paul.
No, please. Please, listen to me. You're a wonderful woman, Lillian. You're warm, witty, great company. You're lovely. I've fallen in love with you. Deeply in love with you. And I can't stand the thought of losing you now. And I know you have feelings for me, too. I can tell when we're together. You do, don't you? I knew I was falling for you. I realised it properly for the first time only recently, but I wasn't thinking, wasn't focusing on it. I don't know if it's because I didn't dare to, or maybe I just... Anyway, that evening at the dinner dance was the best evening for a long, long time. You looked so beautiful. You took my breath away, and I felt very close to you. I hated seeing you upset. No one should ever be allowed to upset you like that. And you made me feel so special that you'd chosen me to open your heart to. I'd never have taken advantage.
Oh, I know.
We'd both had a bit to drink, but all I wanted to do was take you in my arms and make love to you. And now, so wish I had.
Oh, Paul.
And it's been absolute hell giving you business advice, trying to stay impartial, knowing that the advice was paving a future for you with Matt.
Yeah.
I don't want you to be with Matt. I want you to be with me. Is there any chance that you feel even a little bit the same? That your feelings for Matt might have changed?
Oh, Paul. You make me feel so good. You make me feel wanted, needed, desired. And you're such a wonderful man. You're strong and loving and warm and so open and generous. I said so. I do have feelings for you. No. I'm sorry. I've loved every minute of your company, Paul, and your friendship has meant so much. I am very, very fond of you. I can't help it. You're a wonderful man. But Matt and I have been together a long time. It might sound like a cliche, but we've been through a lot together, good times and bad, and I've supported him and stood by him.
I see.
My future life is with him. Look, we can still see each other. After all, we are practically family.
True.
But I can't promise any more than that, Paul. I'm so sorry.
Not as sorry as I am. But you do understand, I had to ask.
Yeah.
Just in case the miracle happened. And you said yes. I couldn't let the loveliest woman I've ever met go without her knowing how I felt. I should go.
Wait.
Aye, Lillian. Good luck. I wish all the happiness in the world.
Hi, Pip. You're up early.
I've been awake for ages. Couldn't sleep.
Yeah, you do look tired.
I am. Oh, it's good to be outside for a change.
Well, I know it might be a daft thing to say, but...
Go on.
Try not to stress too much about the exam.
I know, it's counterproductive.
You know, the more anxious you are, the less goes in, and then you panic,
yeah,
and
but
then
there's just so much detail to cram in for chemistry. So much to hold on to in my head.
Can't be easy, I'm sure.
It's all I can think about at the moment.
Well, hard work always pays off in the end.
I am trying.
Anyway, well done you. And what with Josh doing so well on his video project?
I am really looking forward to watching it.
Me too. He said it should be finished by tonight.
Don't tell him that I said that, though. He'll never get his head through the door.
That's for sure.
Right, I think I'll make some coffee, try and wake myself up a bit.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take Mum a cup to the milking parlour.
All right, I'll see you later. And Pip, love, try to take 5 or 10 minutes break every hour or so, yeah? Get some fresh air.
I will.
It'll be fine. You'll see.
Oh, I hope so.
So, how much we made on this little deal, lady?
Oh, 50. Yeah. Same as last time. And here's Yoshi.
Oh, smashing it.
And Tom, very much for the introduction.
I knew his granddaddy. Passed away last Christmas, he said. Jonas, his name was. And he's miserable as sin.
Oh, his grandson seemed cheerful enough. He is now in Europe. Now I've got his bulls moved up the selling order.
Oh, we're on to a good thing here, Eddie.
You'll have to tell me.
Good old David Archer, eh? Getting you this job.
The gift that keeps on giving, Ada.
Lippy.
Let's go. Come on. Let me put my bag in the boot and let's get out of here.
Oh, yes, let's. Oh, I've got a lovely lunch planned and afterwards we can relax in the garden. We can eat outside if you'd like.
I don't care where we eat, as long as it's at home.
Come on.
Just want to make one little detour.
Yeah?
To the tobacconists. I'm going to buy myself a dozen of my favourite cigars. The first... in a very long time.
Yeah?
She's been very accommodating, as Mitzi.
Yeah, well, I hope you're keeping her sweet. Hey,
don't worry. I took a box of chocolates up to her in the office when I went about that loving effort.
How did you do it?
Hi, Eddie. Joe.
David Archer.
Oh, well, hello.
Okay if I join you?
Yeah, of course. Help yourself.
Oh, thanks.
Prices seem to be holding up.
Yeah, they do. Funnily enough, it's about prices that I've come to talk to you.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I've been having a chat with the senior auctioneer.
Bailey? Oh, yeah. What about him?
Well, mainly NFU business, but something else came up.
Oh, anything we should know about?
Actually, yes, Joe.
Oh?
Eddie, it seems that your name has been flagged up for the number of late entries you've arranged over the past few weeks.
Has it?
Yes, it has.
Oh, well, to be honest, there has been one or two.
Yeah, more than one or two, according to Jonathan Bailey.
Yeah, well, you know how these things work, David. I might ask you a favour, and you can't say no. It gets you a bad name. Because, well, then when it's your turn to ask a
yeah,
favour...
Yeah, the thing is, Eddie, between you and me, alarm bells have been ringing. Get my drift?
Ah, well, no.
Bailey's worried. He is going to be keeping a closer eye on you from now on.
Oh, blimey.
So if I were you, I'd play by the rules in future.
Yeah, right, of course.
You got this job because I recommended it.
Don't worry, I ain't forgot.
And I did that because I was certain you'd do a good job.
Hear that, Dad? No more favours for grandsons of old mates, all right?
Really?
Don't you worry, David. It'll be strictly business in future.
From today, okay?
Absolutely. From now on.
Good stuff.
Can I get you a coffee?
That's good of you, but I've got to make a move.
All right, you are. Don't let us keep you then.
Right, see you tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah, right. Bye.
Oh, my gladdies. Give me the heads up on that one.
Ah, too right.
Oh, it was a good scam while it lasted. Not worth losing me job over.
Oh, no, Clary, go mad. And that definitely ain't worth the risk.
You got me a new robe?
Yeah.
Thanks.
Have a good shower.
Oh, yeah.
Good.
Something smells good.
Oh, it's just the onions and garlic and olive oil.
Oh, I'm hungry already.
Oh, I've barely started on lunch.
No, that's no problem. Oh. Just, you know, used to eating earlier, I guess.
I didn't think.
No, 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 like I said, it's not a problem.
Well, all right, if you're sure.
What are we having, anyway?
Fresh tomato and basil soup and chicken Genovese. Is that okay?
Oh, fantastic.
Good. Look, why didn't you get some nibbles if you're hungry?
Yeah, good idea. What we got?
What?
Nibbles.
Oh, olives, bread and oil and balsamic.
Haven't got any salted peanuts, I suppose.
Oh, no, sorry.
Doesn't matter. Anything I can do to help?
Well, you could get the champagne out of the fridge.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Shall I open it?
Oh, no, not yet. Wait till I've got the chicken in the oven and then we can take it outside into the garden.
Okay, yeah. What else?
You could open a bottle of red.
Sure. Any preference?
No, you choose.
Okay. Where's the corkscrew?
I had a bit of a clear out a while ago. Moved things round.
Eh?
Well, it makes more sense like this. It's in the drawer under the microwave.
Oh, right. Right.
How many slices?
Oh, just a couple. I don't know whether Pip will want bread with it.
Is it the stew from last night?
Yep.
It's quite filling.
You got time to walk up to one of the silage fields later on?
Yeah, I should have.
Pip! Coming! Have you heard what the weather's going to do next week?
More of the same, I think. That's what Stanley Sumter said this morning. Some people already silaging.
Hi, Dad.
Hi, Pip. How's it going?
Don't ask. Mm-hmm. Sit down and get your lunch. Thanks, Mum.
And if you have to have your mobile on the table, Pip, can you put it on silent, please?
Called in on Mum on the way back.
Yeah? Mm. How is she?
She's fine. Told her about Josh's video.
What did she say?
She's really chuffed that his teacher had liked it.
Oh.
Can't wait to see it.
Me neither.
Kenton was there.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought he'd be too busy.
No, there's a problem. One of the electricians is sick or something. Anyway, he'll be off all week.
All week?
Kenton's in a right flap about it.
Is there a penalty clause?
No idea.
Well, he'll make the time up, surely.
Well, that's what Kathy told him, apparently. But he's panicking that his grand gala opening, whatever it is, will be ruined.
It's weeks off, isn't it?
Yeah. Told him he was worrying about nothing. Anyway, everything else seems to be on schedule.
Have they finished work on the staircase?
Yep.
Oh, I bet that looks really cool.
Mm. And the heating engineer's coming tomorrow with the plumber.
This is Kenton's baby. He wants it all to be perfect.
Mm.
Oh, did the photographer come yesterday?
Where?
To the shop. All the volunteers were having their photo taken for the Echo.
Oh, right.
Well, I presume so. Mum did say that the new shop sign's looking good.
Have you seen it?
I didn't notice.
Dad?
Oh.
Ask Kenton if he knew anything about the single wicket competition, which is far more important.
Technical. How's Alistair's recruitment drive going?
In a word, slowly.
Pip, I asked you to put it on silent.
Sorry, Mum. Ah, it's Jude. He's at the farm gate. Thanks, Mum. That was lovely.
Okay, see you later.
At the farm gate. He texts her from the farm gate.
That's what it looks like.
And she, of course, drops everything and runs down there.
Yeah.
You know, what gets me is we back down on letting him back on the farm, but he can't even bring himself to come and knock on the door when he comes to pick her up. It's really galling.
I know. But don't say anything, please. She seems to be really getting her head down and working hard.
Yeah, which is great, obviously. I just hope she doesn't make any arrangement to see him before she gets this exam over and done with.
Lillian, could you bring my lighter, please?
Already got it.
Oh, cheers.
You are.
Thanks.
Brandy?
Oh, yeah.
There.
Oh.
Well?
Oh, yeah.
Good, eh?
Worth waiting all that time for. Definitely.
Glad.
You went to a lot of trouble over lunch. No, it was great.
Well, I did think of making us a special dinner.
No, we'd have been disturbed tonight.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
What time is it coming, did they say?
No, just sometime tonight.
Will you remember to ask him if you can still go out in the garden with the tag? I'd hate it if we couldn't enjoy eating outside in the
evening. Yeah, I'll check.
Good.
Now, you come and sit down next to me. You've done enough. Come here.
Oh, Tiger.
Oh, my pussycat. Oh, you've no idea how much I've been looking forward to this. Cigar, brandy, and you.
Me too, Tiger, me too. And perhaps when you've had a few more puffs on that cigar, you can put it out and we can take our brandies upstairs.
And I just bumped into Jolene.
Well, aren't they off to New Zealand soon?
In a couple of weeks.
Ooh, how exciting.
Yes. Although, reading between the lines, she's wondering how she and Lucy will manage together all that time.
Oh, I expect they'll both try for Sid's sake.
Probably. They've just been buying presents for Lucy and Matthew.
Matthew? Oh, is that Sid's grandson?
Yes. He's 7 now.
Goodness, is he really?
I know, how time flies.
Oh, don't. And how's your brood?
Pip's in the middle of her exams, poor thing.
Why, it's non-stop for them these days, isn't it?
Mm. Oh, and Josh has finished editing the little video he and I made.
Oh, the cookery demonstration, of course.
His teacher's ever so pleased at the work he put into it.
Have you seen it yet?
Yes, it was very strange watching myself cook on TV. I dreaded looking like a sort of Fanny Craddock.
Oh, well, I can think of worse TV chefs to impersonate.
You must come and watch it. See what you think.
Oh, I'd love to. When?
Now, if you've got 5 minutes.
Oh, well, let me just pop into the shop and then I'll come straight down.
Afternoon, ladies.
Hello, Jazza.
Do either of you ladies happen to have Alistair's mobile number?
Oh, is there something wrong with the pigs?
Nah, it's merely a sort of social arrangement.
I don't remember it, do you?
No, I don't, I'm afraid. Have you tried ringing the stables?
I've left him a couple of messages, but he's not got back to me. It'd be better if I could text him.
Sorry.
Ah, well, his loss. See you.
Bye.
Oh, that is me.
Look, you answer and do your shopping, and I'll go home and put the kettle on.
Ah, it's Brian. Well, I'll see you in a few minutes.
Yes, all right. Bye.
Hello.
Jenny, I got a missed call from you.
Yes, yeah. I wanted to remind you we're invited to the Dower House for pre-dinner drinks.
Oh, no.
Yeah, I knew you'd have forgotten.
Do we have to?
Of course we do. I told Lillian this morning we'd be there.
Who else is coming?
No, it's just us. So make sure you're home in plenty of time to drop Rory off with Ian first.
I can't pretend. I wouldn't rather stick pins in my eyes.
Darling, aren't you even a little bit curious to see how Matt's doing?
Everything okay, Tiger?
That's the third time you've asked me since we left the house.
Now just say whenever you're ready to turn back.
No, I want to go into the village shop and then onto the Bull for coffee.
You sure?
Yes, positive. Then if anyone has anything to say, they can say it to me face.
Oh, hello, Jill.
Hello. Oh, hello, Matt.
Oh, yeah.
It's nice to see you back.
Thank you.
Oliver popped in this morning and said the same, didn't they?
How are you?
Not bad at all, thanks.
It's brave of you to be out and about.
Ah, you got to get on with it, haven't you? Put the past behind you.
And look to the future. I quite agree.
Look, we ought to make a move.
Nice afternoon for gardening.
Yes. I thought I'd better tidy up the daffs.
Yeah, you're not supposed to tie the leaves.
I know, but they look so scruffy otherwise. I didn't know you were a gardener.
Yeah, newly acquired interest.
Oh, I see.
Now, you always have a nice display of roses, don't you?
That was Phil's department. He won a prize one year.
Oh, right. Course, yeah. I was really sorry to hear about your loss.
Thank you.
No, he was a good bloke. I'm sure he'd be greatly missed.
Thank you. Yes. Yes, he will.
Look, I'm sorry, Jill, but we really ought to get going if we're going to be back in time for Jenny and Brian.
Right, let's get those pigs on board.
Okay, pigs, time to go to your pastures, Newt.
I've got those veg boxes to deliver at some point, preferably before they rot.
Well, like I was saying, Alistair's moaning on about nobody signing up for the single wicket competition. I leave a message and he never gets back to me. Go on, you pigs.
I don't know why you're so bothered. What you know about cricket, you could write on the back of your fag packet and still have room for war and peace.
War and peace?
Oh, hang on a minute.
As you were, pigs. You're not going to get that.
It's Vicky. I'd totally forgotten about all that bump she left. I'll look at it tonight and ring her back later. Right, come on, let's get these pigs moving.
Lillian, we got any ice?
I'm bringing it, Matt.
What?
Well, can't you wait until they get here?
Why? They're here now, anyway.
Look, here. I'll go.
Coming! Hi! Come in.
Oh, I hope we're not late.
Of course not. Hi, Brian.
Hi, Lillian.
Come on, is there any drinks? Come through.
Traffic was a nightmare, as per usual.
Well, you do leave it till the last moment sometimes.
Well, not to worry. You're here now.
Oh, hello, Matt.
Jennifer. Oh. Good to see you.
You look really well, doesn't he, Brian?
Yeah, all that fresh air, I expect.
Brian, lost none of your sparkling repartee, I see.
Right, well, what can I get you? Whiskey, Brian?
Oh, yeah, thanks.
Jenny, G&T. Lovely, yes, please. So, how are you doing, Matt?
Fine, good to be back.
I should imagine so.
Oh, Lily and I called in on Jill this afternoon to watch the video.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. She used to be a sales demonstrator, you know, before she met Phil and moved here.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And she's still got what it takes. And I'm going to put the film up on the village website next week if Josh gets permission from school.
What? Josh made this film, did he?
Mm-hmm. For a school project, yes. Oh, it's charming. It should get a lot of hits. Well, here you are. Thanks.
Well, you're very good health.
Cheers. Same to you.
Oh.
Oliver came round earlier.
Oh, that was nice of him.
Yeah, very good of him.
You should go up to Grey Gables for lunch sometime soon.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Imagine you'd be missing a decent plate of food and a well-stocked wine list.
Yes, yes, I'm sure. And then afterwards you could spend some time relaxing in the hotel spa.
Right. With Lillian in her best one piece and me modelling swim shorts and tag, yeah?
Oh, yes, yes, of course. Oh, dear, I wasn't thinking.
Canapés, anyone?
So what time will you be home?
I'm setting off now.
Now? You'll be really late.
I'm in Birmingham.
Birmingham, how come?
We've been at a show all day.
Oh, right. Well, that sounds exciting.
Yeah, sounds exciting. In reality, I've been handing out free samples of the drink all day.
Oh, dear.
It's just like being back in a burger van, except wearing heels. My feet are killing me.
Oh, no, poor you. Well, never mind. You should be home in an hour or so.
Yeah. Listen, I don't feel like stopping off at the supermarket. Put some jacket potatoes in the oven, can you?
Yeah, no problem. Take care now.
Okay.
Well, thanks very much, Lillian.
Bye, Brian.
See you both again soon, no doubt.
Thanks, Jenny, for coming.
Well, why don't you both come to lunch?
Thanks, but let's just see how things go.
Okay.
I'll call you tomorrow.
Yes, yes, do.
Oh, you don't mind saying to Mum this week, do you?
No, of course not. I'd already thought of it.
Thanks.
Come on, Jenny, it's 7:30.
Well, I'd better go. I'm sorry we couldn't stay longer.
Oh, that's okay.
Well, say bye to Matt for me.
Yeah, I will.
We left Rory with Ian, you see. So we've got to make a detour to Honeysuckle and, well, by the time he tells us what he's been doing all evening and we get him to bed and we read him a story, well, you can imagine.
Don't worry, I understand. See you soon. Bye.
Bye, Eve.
Bye, Lillian. Oh, thank goodness for that. It was like skiing uphill.
Oh, it wasn't that bad.
Well, I didn't notice you exactly chatting for England.
Oh, yes, all right. Difficult to think of things to say to him, I admit.
You're not kidding. He wasn't saying anything other than generalising about business. He wouldn't give anything away about his plans. We could hardly ask him what he's been up to recently.
No. What?
Your gaffe about the tag and Grey Gables.
Oh, don't. I feel awful.
Well, it's quite understandable under the circumstances. Not every day we go for cocktails with a criminal.
Oh, Brian. So what did you think?
I'll tell you what I thought. He's even cagier now than when he was put away. I wouldn't trust him with a library book.
No, I didn't mean that.
He's a lot thinner. He's leaner and meaner.
Oh, stop it. You know what I'm asking. How did you think they seemed, you know, as a couple?
I'd have to say they seem pretty rock solid to me.
Yes, yes, to me too.
More's the pity for your sister.
Well, rock solid for the moment, anyway.
Didn't she say anything to you then?
No, no. And I've no idea what the situation is in terms of Paul.
Mm.
One thing's clear, though. She obviously hasn't said anything to Matt about him.
Sorry, I lost track of time.
Oh, honestly.
We were doing really well, so I thought we'd just shift another batch before Jazza went off.
So there aren't any spuds in the oven?
I literally got through the door seconds before you.
Oh, Tom, I'm starving.
I am too, you know.
Right. Get a couple of potatoes and I'll scrub them and stick them in the microwave.
Right.
You can have them with cheese or baked beans.
Well, we haven't got any beans.
Well, just cheese then.
And we haven't got any spuds either.
You're joking!
No.
I don't believe this. How can we have no potatoes?
Well, I don't know.
But you grow the flipping things, and I don't suppose you brought a veg box home.
I never thought.
So you've been working on the veg boxes all day and didn't think to bring one home for us?
Look, I'm sorry, all right? You go for a shower and I'll make us something.
What, cheese on toast? We haven't got bread, I hope.
There are some eggs. We can have omelettes.
Yeah, and if I wasn't so tired, I'd tell you where to stuff them.
Oh. Okay, David. Great, Roy. Much better.
Cheers.
You're timing it really sweetly.
Well, he needs to. We've got to bounce back after that poor showing last Sunday.
Yeah, don't know what was going on.
You're getting in line nicely now.
Well, we can't afford to be complacent on Sunday, though, even if it is only Penny Hassett.
Oh, we were missing Chris and Tom, to be fair. Oh, which reminds me, I still need to check Tom's going to be available.
If you can reach him. He's been incommunicado all week.
Yeah, Tony said they've been moving the pigs. He'll be busier than usual.
Now I need to speak to him about the single wicket, too.
What, takers still low?
One or two more have signed up this week. Not as many as I'd like, though. Oh, Harry's enthusiasm shows no bounds, though.
Yeah, Josh has been reading his blog.
Yeah, hadn't he got some old dear to sponsor him or something?
More than that, he set up one of those online sponsorship pages.
Has he? Mm, great idea.
Had half a dozen sponsors last time I looked.
Mm. What's Shula had to say about all that?
Shula? She thinks it's a good thing.
Mm. Why?
Well, it's, you know, it's commercialising the thing, isn't it? When it was all just a bit of fun.
No. It's a great way to make a bit of money for a good cause, surely.
Oh, maybe. But everything seems to be about money these days.
Well, it's a good point, but...
Well, I'm with Shula and Harry. I think it's great the way he's shaking things up a bit. I might get a few more younger people involved.
Yeah, I agree, we do need more youngsters.
Hey, and with his looks, he might get more girls to sign up, and that's got to be a good thing.
Okay, you're lucky. I was just about to shop for the day.
Oh, thank goodness you didn't. You can't make a decent gravy without a stock cube now, where are you?
Where the pet food used to be.
All right, you are. Oh, hey, I saw Lily and Bellamy and Matt Crawford earlier on.
Mm?
Oh, it can't have been easy for him in prison. A bloke like him.
Oh, no. Terrible place, prison.
Oh, that sounds heartfelt, Susan.
Oh, no, I'm just saying what a lot of people have said.
Didn't we all look great in the Echo today?
Mm, it was all right. They're always in such a hurry, aren't they? Newspaper photographers, barking their orders. And they don't listen. I've ended up as Susan Cartwright.
Oh, he was probably busy.
Mm, trust Linda Snell to get in the middle of the front row.
Oh, she can take over a little bit sometimes.
Oh, you're not wrong there. She made a right meal out of my health and safety training this afternoon.
Oh, I'll have to come in for some of that myself.
Well, here's me handout to be going on with.
Oh, let's have a look. Don't put a plaster on anyone else.
Well, in case you're sued.
Oh, that's daft, isn't it?
The world's gone lawsuit mad, if you ask me. Oh, sorry, Pip, I'm shut in.
Oh, can't I just get some snacks? It's for my revision tonight.
Oh, be good then. I tell you what, Vicky, since you're here, why don't you observe me serving? Sort of like shadowing.
Oh, well, I've got to get back and make this gravy.
Well, you only have to come back another time.
Well, will it take long?
Not to cover the basics.
Oh, go on then, I'll serve. I'll come round.
No, I've not taken you through me handout
oh,
yet.
Oh, we can do it on the hoof.
Just these, please. Oh, and some mince for tomorrow.
All right then. Yes. Right, enter what Pip's giving you.
Oh, dear, didn't like that.
Oh, hang on. Cancel last transaction. Right, try again.
Oh, and that's the change, is it?
Yeah, it should be.
Oh, it looks like you owe me more money, Pip.
I gave you a £10 note.
Oh, let me see.
Is it on the handout?
No, what you've probably done is not push the 00 button properly. So it thinks I only gave you 10p.
Oh, she's right, you know.
Well, I was just about to say that. Here, let me finish it
off.
Oh,
there's no need. I'm enjoying this. I'm sure I'll get the hang of it as quick as Pip here, if you explain things clearly enough.
Right. Broad beans, no. Pizza bases.
Yeah. Hi, Tom.
Oh, come in, Roy. Just trying to find something to eat in here.
Not sure how Brenda would fancy broad bean pizza.
Oh, no. Oh, what am I going to do, Roy? She's going to kill me.
Is she? She's not usually that violent.
You haven't seen her when she gets home. Oh, and look at the time. The shop will be shut. What are you doing here anyway? Shouldn't you be at Nets?
Got it on the wrist.
Oh, right.
Well, I was going home to put some ice on it, but thought I'd come here instead. Quicker.
Well, ice I can do.
Plus, I thought you might fancy a quick one in the ball.
Oh, I am so tempted, mate.
How's Brenda doing? I haven't seen anything of her this week.
You won't. She's getting home so late. To be honest, her commuting all that way twice a day, well, it worries me.
Ah, she'll be all right. She's a good driver.
Well, I know, but it's a really demanding job. Long hours. She's knackered and starving when she does get here.
Well, it's early days yet. You've got to go through a period of adjustment.
I suppose.
Oh, yeah, that'll do. Can you wrap it in a hanky or something?
Will this napkin do?
Yeah, cheers.
And it's not exactly a barrel of laughs for me either, getting home to an empty house and no supper after a long day's work.
Look, Tom, she's worked hard to get where she is. The days when women had supper on the table for their men went out with the ark. Just get your butts in gear and get organised, like me and Ailey had to do. It's the same for all couples.
Yeah, I know. Here.
Oh, cheers. Ooh. That's cold. Life will get easier.
But that still doesn't solve the problem of what to do for supper.
Well, come to the ball, she can join us, and you can both get something to eat there.
Genius.
Well, come on.
One second. At ball, kiss, kiss.
Oh, Vicky, I really do need to get home.
Can't make it read this barcode.
Oh, don't you think you've done enough training for one evening?
No, I can't stop now. I'm getting the hang of it.
Right. Well, you have to key the numbers in one by one.
Well, I thought so. Like at the supermarket.
So, go on.
It's not very clear, are they?
Well, I can see them all right.
Maybe it's the light.
You said it was really bright in here earlier.
No, it'll be quicker anyway if you read them and I key them in.
You probably need glasses.
Oh, no. No, not me.
Oh, suit yourself. Oh, let's leave it, eh?
No, come on. I don't like anything to get the better of me.
Fallon was just saying they got the big screen booked for the footy.
Good stuff.
Yeah. Sounds like she can't wait to be running this place on her own.
Can you believe Jazza offered to help?
Like she'd let him anywhere near the business side of the bar. Mm. But, well, you've got to admire him for trying.
Oh, yeah, he's certainly trying. He's just chancing his arm because he heard Harry had volunteered for duty.
No, she said she's turned him down too.
Yeah?
Yeah, well, can't carry passengers, can she? She needs experienced staff like Clary. Especially during the World Cup. It's going to be heaving, I reckon.
How's your wrist?
Oh, not so bad.
Still looks a bit swollen.
Yeah, I think I'll go in and ask for more ice to put on it. Want to get it right for Sunday, or I'll be in the doghouse for another week, eh? Right, Vicky?
Good, thanks. Oh, hiya, Tom.
Oh, hi, Vicky.
Don't you ever answer your mobile?
Oh, yeah, really sorry about that. Just had a lot on. We've been moving the pigs all week.
Ah, fair enough.
I did have a look at the figures and stuff you left me, though.
Oh, good. And, what did you think?
Well, as I said, you're not organic, you see, so I don't think it'd all stack up for me at the moment. Making the pastry and everything, it just wouldn't be worth the hassle.
Oh. And have you been through all my figures?
Yes, I have, really. I'm sorry, Vicky.
Oh, well. I'll probably get more favourable responses from my other contacts once the veal's ready.
Yeah. Well, good luck.
Oh, thanks. I'll leave you in peace then.
Right.
Bye.
Bye.
Tom.
Hi, Alistair. You did get my text about Nets?
Yeah. It's the single wicket I wanted to ask you about.
Oh, sorry. Look, there's no chance I can sign up.
Oh, but you and Brenda were the finalists last year. You have to play.
We'd love to.
Brenda especially. She won the trophy. She's got to defend her title.
That's a tricky one, you see. She's working such long hours.
It's bank holiday Monday. You'd both be coming to watch, in all probability.
Well...
Come on, Tom. You can't let everyone down.
I don't know.
For Shula's sake. And Daniel. They're your cousins. I mean, it's not just any old game. It's in honour of Mark's memory.
Oh, OK.
And you'll have a word with Brenda, too?
Yeah.
Good man.
Hello again, Susan.
Oh, Vicky.
It's all right if I join you.
Neil will be here any minute.
Oh, I'll go when he comes. I was just wondering what you and he are planning for his birthday.
I think he mentioned a meal out.
Oh, lovely. Where?
I don't think he said.
Oh, there's so many nice places to choose from round here, aren't there?
Yeah.
Just while we're waiting, I read this on your handout about the till. Now, where is it? I didn't really understand it. Could you explain?
And then I got home and found your note. You could have texted me, then I'd have come straight here.
Sorry.
I'll get the drinks in.
What have you done to your wrist?
Oh, it got hit at Nets.
It's painful. Can you manage?
Oh, yeah, don't worry. I'll ask Fallon to bring them out for us.
Thanks, Roy. Oh, my feet.
How did you get on today?
Yeah, good. Just let me come round and I'll tell you. Have you eaten? We've got nothing in again, have we?
Not unless you want broad bean pizza, no.
Oh, I just can't motivate myself to go into the supermarket on my way home. Sorry.
Let's eat here then, shall we? I got some menus. There you go. My treat.
That's the best idea you've had all week.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks.
Alistair did a job on me earlier.
How do you mean?
He twisted my arm and got me to say yes to the single wicket.
Oh, you're joking, Tom. I just wanted to spend a day relaxing with you.
You've got to defend your title.
I don't have to do anything.
You can't let everybody down.
Who's everybody?
Oh, you know, the village. They'll all be turning out to watch you. The first ever woman to win the trophy.
Oh, Tom.
Think about Shula and Daniel. Do it for their sake. You know, for Mark.
Oh... Right, okay, fine. Now shut up and decide what you're having.
Oh, hi, Pip.
Coffee, Dad?
No, I'm okay, thanks. Burning the midnight oil.
Yeah, I know you're not supposed to the night before the exam, but I wouldn't be able to sleep anyway.
I remember that feeling.
Yes, it might as well try and cram a bit more in.
Hey, it's tough being a student. But your mum and I have been really chuffed with all the work you've put in, you know. Staying in every night. I'm sure it'll be okay.
Yeah. At least I'll have earned a night out with Jude tomorrow.
Yes. Where are you off to?
I don't know, he hasn't said. But he knows a lot of cool places I haven't been to yet. I'll probably be somewhere a bit special. He knows I'll need cheering up.
More coffee, Matt?
That was lovely, thanks, Puss.
Glad you enjoyed it.
Yeah, I wasn't expecting this treatment every morning. Full English.
I love cooking for you. Toast?
No, I'm stuffed. So... what do you fancy doing today, then?
Oh, let's go out for the whole day. Oh, I don't know, let's do something different. You choose.
OK, I know just the place.
Jude, hi, it's me. Hope you're OK. I thought I might hear from you to wish me luck for the dreaded chemistry exam this afternoon. Maybe you've had a late one and you're still asleep. Well, maybe I forgot to remind you. Anyway, I hope to see you later. The exam finishes about 2:30. Text me good luck when you get this, yeah?
Pip?
Yeah?
Hadn't you better get your skates on? Have you seen the time?
Yeah, let me just get my stuff.
Was that Jude?
Yeah.
Is he picking you up from college?
He can't. He's got something on.
Oh, right.
Mum, can... you give me a lift back, please.
I had a feeling that was coming.
I know, it's last minute, I'm sorry. But Eddie's doing the milking this afternoon, isn't he?
Yeah, okay.
Thanks, Mum.
Just try and give me a bit more notice in future. I can't always just drop everything, you know.
Sorry.
Have you got everything? Pens, pencils, lucky mascot?
How old do you think I am?
Okay. Mints?
Yep.
Ready?
Not really.
It'll be fine. How can it not be after all the hours you've put in?
Oh, this was a great idea, Matt.
Yeah, thought you'd enjoy it. It's been a while since we went to the races.
You know, we should come more often. It's always a fab day out.
Where's to many more?
To many more. Cheers.
Cheers. I was... thinking about our business venture again on the way here.
What about it?
I still think there's money in renting.
Yeah, but according to my information, the real money's in buying and refurbishing properties.
Yeah, but who are your sources? The internet?
It's all right. If you do want to buy to rent as well as to refurbish and sell, then I think that my role should be...
Hang on.
What?
I don't know.
Well, what?
Well, it's another thing I've been thinking about this week. I mean, we live together, yeah? We spend a lot of real quality time together. Do we really want to work together as well?
You know my views on that. I think we'd make a fantastic partnership.
It's never a great idea, though, is it? Mixing business with pleasure.
Well, we wouldn't. When we're at work, we talk work, and when we're not, we don't.
It sounds easy. I mean, we don't want to eat, sleep business. It's not healthy for a couple.
Well, we wouldn't.
Temptation's always there, though, isn't it? To talk about what we're going to do over the breakfast table, what's gone on over dinner, we'd never get away from it.
No, I'm sorry, Matt, but I'm not going to budge on this issue. Either we go ahead with my full involvement or I'm out. Completely. It has to be a genuinely joint venture.
As long as we rent as well as buy and sell.
Okay, then, if that's what you want. We've both got complementary skills and expertise to bring to the table. I see it working really well.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
The way I look at it, you'll have a business partner you can trust completely, and you won't be constantly looking over your shoulder for the knife.
Well, that is for sure. No, you stuck by me through thick and thin, when you could so easily have bailed out at any time.
Well, we agreed then.
Yeah. Agreed.
So, how did it go then?
It was okay in the end.
Told you, didn't I?
I didn't finish with masses of time to spare, but I answered most of the questions. There were a couple of things I couldn't get.
Oh, there's always something.
I just know I'll remember them and then kick myself.
It doesn't matter.
No.
I'm sure all that revision paid off anyway.
Well, we'll see when I get the results.
Well, just put it behind you now and have a bit of time off with Jude tonight. Reward yourself.
Yeah, hope so.
So, what happened to him? Jude?
Oh, it'll be over later.
Well, when he comes, ask him in for a coffee with us.
You're not going to tell him off, are you, for not picking me up?
Of course not.
Or Dad?
No. I just think... be nice, that's all.
Okay, I'll ask him.
What time?
What?
Oh, what time's he picking you up?
Why?
Well, I need to know if you'll be in for your dinner.
Oh, I don't know yet.
Right.
It's just we haven't had time to make proper plans yet. I'm not sure if we're eating out or what we're doing.
Okay.
But as soon as I know, I'll tell you.
I must admit, I was a little bit worried when you said to wait until rush hour was over.
I was right, though, wasn't I?
You were.
Easily make it home for seven.
Mind you, the worst part was trying to get out of the car park. It was a mass accident.
You enjoyed yourself?
Tremendously.
You?
Yeah, of course.
Even though we lost.
What was that again?
All right, I lost, you broke even.
Not a bad result, as I've been out of the loop for so long.
Well done, Tiger.
I'm going to take that as a good omen.
Oh, it's a pity we can't go out for dinner to celebrate.
What we should do, from time to time, is pay someone to come in and cook for us. Cater, you know, give you a night off.
That is very sweet of you.
Yeah, well, won't be long until I'm properly back up and running.
Oh, it feels very exciting, doesn't it? A fresh start for both of us.
Yeah.
It's true what they say, you know, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to put the past behind us and start building from here. And it's going to be a huge success, Matt. We'll make it a success, both of us together. What?
You. Nah, I'm just smiling at your enthusiasm, your energy.
And?
Nah, I think it's fantastic. You are going to be a great asset to the business. Just like you're a great partner outside of it.
Jude, it's me. Again. And I tried texting you, but maybe you didn't get them. Or maybe you've been somewhere where there's no signal. Anyway, I did my exam, like I said. And I know it's getting a bit late now, but it's okay. I could eat here and we could just go out for a drink. It'd still be brilliant to see you tonight. If you want to. I hope you do. Bye.
Whiskey?
Oh, cheers.
Should I bring you a cigar?
No, no, it's okay.
You sure? Won't take a minute.
No, I'll enjoy it more after dinner.
Okay.
What a week, eh?
Yeah. I'm glad we agreed about the business, Matt.
Yeah, me too.
We can start planning in detail now. Well, I don't mean tonight, obviously. Oh, today was fun. And we did make great strides into our future.
We did.
Look, is there anything else you need, Tiger?
No, I'm fine, thanks. Perfect, in fact.
Good.
You know, I never really appreciated the garden until this week.
Now, I can count the number of times you sat here just relaxing on one hand.
Yeah, you're probably right.
Matt?
Yep?
There's something I'd just like to get something that's... But it's been bothering me. I just want to get it out of the way.
What's that?
Well, since we're moving on with our lives now.
Yeah, spit it out.
Well, it's just that... When your mother died, I went to the funeral.
You did what?
I know you said you didn't want me to go.
Yeah, that's because I didn't want you to go, Lillian.
Yeah.
What part of don't go did you not understand?
Well, could you just hear me out, please, instead of flying off the handle?
All right. Go on.
You couldn't go.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gone anyway. That's the point.
But it didn't seem right to let the occasion pass without one of us being there. You'd met her. We both had, and I thought I should go to represent you and pay our respects.
Respects?
And also, part of me was thinking that once you'd come home and you could put the past behind you and move on...
You thought you'd dredge up some more of the past for me to stew over?
Of course not. I thought if I could tell you a bit about your mother's funeral, then it might be a sort of closure I could give you on that issue too. At Phil's funeral...
No, you won't let it drop, will you?
What?
This stupid, pointless dream you have of me playing happy families, just like you lot.
No, that's not it at all.
No? You deliberately went out of your way to involve yourself with people I have nothing in common with, will never want to see again or have anything to do with.
Matt!
Look, you were determined to meddle in business that has nothing whatsoever to do with you.
I just can't see how you can ignore the fact that there are people who share your blood and genes and who actually care about
you. Care? Don't be ridiculous.
Look, no man is an island, Matt. We all need people.
Not everyone.
If you'd been there yourself, you'd have seen how warm and welcoming they all were. Especially your brother, Paul. He's such a nice, kind man.
Is he?
And I think it would be good if you met him too.
No.
Just once.
Well, for what's the point?
I'm not asking you to be his best friend. Just meet him once for a coffee. You wouldn't even have to travel down to London. You could meet him locally. He's been working on a job up here in Webster Bridge.
Yeah? Go on. Webster Bridge?
On the road to Felpersham.
Yeah. So, you've seen him since the funeral then?
I felt sorry for him. He was in pieces. Your other brother, Stephen, never came near all the time your mother was ill, and your sister lives in Dubai now, so he'd been left to cope with everything on his own.
And you've seen him since?
Yes. I tried to offer him support. Yes, actually, he's been quite supportive to me, too.
Supportive?
Look, Matt, all I'm asking is that you meet him. Just once. That's all. Please.